All right, ladies, welcome once again to your Venus Index podcast. We've got a special podcast, your Wednesday's edition. It's time to announce the contest winners, and we're really excited about this. We had a lot of going back and forth, and we actually had to recruit some extra judges, and it's really going to be interesting to see how everybody kind of fared and things like that. So, John, let's not even mince words here and just take it away.
Okay, so this wasn't easy to judge. If everyone in the forum has been looking at various pictures, you'll see why. And then, so I did recruit some help. So me and Brad went over these, but I also had Marley, she's part of the community, and she's also a bikini model competitor. And Tori also helped me judge, and so we just went. I kind of recruited a bit of help to sort of be able to decide placing. And, if two people seemed sort of neck and neck, I kind of recruited a little bit of help to try to pick. So this was difficult. So, but everyone did a great job, and I guess we'll just get right into it. So Alicia took first place in the transformation, and there was no competition. Alicia just completely took it to the house. She had a great final look, and she had a huge, huge transformation. So, and she took her pictures the way you're supposed to take pictures. She followed the coaching and did a little bit of extra work. And in talking to Alicia in Vegas, she even said she wants to do a little tutorial for everyone else on how to take an effective picture for all future contests, which is I really appreciate that, Alicia. So we'll catch up on a podcast at some point, and she'll help tell everyone how she took such good after pictures. And this was the point. The point is presentation. Part of getting in shape and looking good is – I mean, it's presenting yourself well. So, and Alicia did everything right here. So, this is a perfect example of what VI is all about. And Alicia was by far and away first place.
So what's next for her? Are we going to talk about that now? Are we going to talk about that?
What's next for Alicia? Well, if she wants to compete in the Open, she should compete in the Open.
Right. I mean, any areas that you saw that she needs to work on right off the bat, to be able to compete?
Nope. Just continue moving forward.
Cool. All right. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Second place was Caroline, and did it the right way around. She had a big change, and she also took good after pictures, and this was the point, presenting yourself well, and Caroline's actually really tall. I don't know if you can tell in her pictures, but she's actually 5'9" or 5'10". So, but this, and she also hit her VI numbers, and that was part of the judging criteria as we move through these transformations. When we were sort of stuck between two people and placing, and if two people had a similar change, so if two people had, a 20, 25 pound weight loss and a bunch of inches dropped and all the various measurements and everything started tightening up, it was really hard for us to pick who got placed where. So one of the sort of tie-break criterias was final VI. And Caroline took second because she had a big change, but she also hit her VI numbers. And if you see her pictures, it's obvious. And so that's why she took second above everyone else.
Yep, sounds good. So what's next for her?
Open.
Open.
She should be competing in the Open as well.
Okay.
And so Mauro took third. And Mauro, I'm assuming I'm pronouncing your name right. Again, Mauro had a great change, and she's well on her way now. I mean, her after pictures look great. She's a great figure. And this again, like Mauro had a big change, and this was one of the ones we were struggling with, where to place her. If she was we were flip-flopping between Mauro and Caroline for second, and the only reason Caroline took second ahead of Mauro was because she actually hit her VI numbers. Mauro might have an inch or two to go. But, I mean, you're well on your way. Just keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Fourth.
Go ahead.
No, I said fourth.
Fourth, Karen. Karen Check. I don't think we've communicated much with Karen, and when her pictures came in, I was blown away. I was like, this is fantastic. And because we kind of got used to various people in the forums who were quite active, but I don't think I really communicated much with Karen. So it was – and this happens in the guy's side, and I think it'll start happening more on the girl's side, where people who we haven't spoken much with just sort of show up out of nowhere with a good transformation. And so Karen's pictures are fantastic, and she made a big change too. And again, Karen and Laura, were two that we were struggling with for placing as well, which I guess I already let the cat out of the bag. Laura is in fifth place.
Good job.
Well, everyone's going to be looking at the blog at this point. And Laura made a great change, loved the tattoos, and did a really good job presenting herself in her after pictures too, which was all part of this. So Laura did a great job. And then Leanne came in sixth place. We actually met Leanne in Las Vegas. And there was a struggle with some of the other contestants for sixth place. Sixth place might have been the most competitive because it was so hard to figure out who deserved that final placing. So everyone else who submitted, you all did a good job. We just had to – I mean, it was like splitting hairs at this point to find placing. So, but Leanne did a great job. And as you can see by her picture, she made a big improvement, and I think she deserved sixth place.
Yep.
So that's it for the transformation. Now, moving on to the open. This, we went back and forth for a while on this one, and Naomi finally took first place. And this was a general consensus after going back and forth for a while. It was actually a tight race between Naomi and, I guess I can already say, Kimberly came in second. And it got to the point where every time we looked at Naomi's pictures when I was with Marley and Tori, we're like, okay, yeah, that's first. And then we're like, wait, open Kim's pictures again? And then we'd look at Kim, we're like, oh, man, okay. And then we're going back and forth. So you guys, to me, you were 1 and 1A. It was really hard to pick between the two. And it's – I mean, again, this gets to the root of the whole, like, placing people. It's as a judge, it's sort of – it's awkward sometimes because I kind of want to give everyone first, but obviously I can't do that. So we did – I mean, I do have to get to some point where I'm finding reasons to pick one person over another. So so once we sort of went through everything and measurements, numbers, and then just final visual – just the final visuals, it made sense to put Naomi first. And so obviously that means Kim took second. And Kim looked great, and Kim actually was – I guess you were traveling, so your pictures went up right away. You were one of the first people to post pictures, I think. So everyone was kind of already used to your pictures, so to speak. And it was interesting, like, seeing you first and then seeing everything else come in and then finally seeing Naomi's pictures come in and then comparing you and Naomi for the Open was pretty interesting because you sort of set the bar for the Open pretty high when you sent your pictures in. And third place, nobody knows your name, Jim Pixie, Chris West. This – and you look great, and you've got your degree of muscle, like was – the girls that were helping me judge were just blown away when they saw your pictures too. So they – I mean, they were just shocked. So you did a really good job, and you're on your VI numbers, and this – and Jim Pixie's – more muscular. Chris is more muscular than a lot of girls probably even imagine they could be. And it's just a different – but she's still at her VI. And so it's just a different – this is a good example of how everyone's got their own thing going on at VI. And this was part of Chris's essay, was her idea of trying to be leaner and more muscular at VI. So so everyone's got their own way of sort of portraying what this look is. And so Chris, I think, was a great example of a more muscular VI. So it kind of when we were comparing her to everyone else that submitted for Open, it was impossible to give it to anybody else considering what Chris had done. So that was part of our rationale for Chris taking third. So everyone did fantastic, and there's others. I still want to speak with everyone who submitted, and I do want to get a podcast interview with everybody who placed here. I will be contacting each of you personally anyways because me and Brad owe you money. So we're going to have to get your money, and then I also want to book interviews with each one of you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the interviews are really, I would say, they are probably the most helpful thing that happens, you know, because people get to kind of listen to your – I think most people think that this is an easy process and that nobody, the people that win don't struggle or don't have struggles. And we've learned from the guy's side that it's just not the case. And some of the struggles on that side are almost superhuman. Gottlieb, I think, is one that comes to mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know, on that side. Or even Haynes with him, you know, just some of the – I guess some of the misconceptions that are out there just in health and fitness really kind of get thrown – in your face, I guess. And you can kind of see how people are kind of weaving in and out of life and kind of dodging different things and the things that they have to deal with. So that, you know, if you're listening to, you know, one of these interviews, you can kind of put that in perspective for yourself. I mean, obviously you're not going to be in the exact same situation, but if you can see someone's struggles and how they kind of overcame those struggles, you can extrapolate those to your life. So this is definitely one of the most, the best giving back parts.
The interviews. Yeah.
Yeah. The interviews themselves. I personally, these are the ones, at least on the guy's side, that get the most comments, get the most interactivity, get the most inspiration, and actually they drive the next contest, which starts May 11th, if I'm not mistaken.
It's the second week of May. I've been saying May 15th just because I was guessing, but I think we've gotten a document somewhere. We'll put it up next
week. Yeah, it's that Wednesday. I think it's the 11th, if I'm not sure, because it ended, what, April 13th?
13th, yeah.
Yep, so it's 28 days from there. So, yep, May 11th.
Right, okay, there we go.
So definitely good stuff.
And so for anybody who entered this one and either placed and still has room to go or didn't place but wants to keep that momentum going, go ahead and just push it through to the next. There's no reason to – there's no reason to back off if you still want to make a change or you have further to go or you think you have further to go and you want to continue improving. The contest is a good thing to use as a tool and a construct to move forward within, but don't make the mistake or don't be tempted to sort of let yourself go for 4 weeks just to produce like a less than favorable before picture and then, you know what I mean, on purpose to try to win the next transformation. Ride the wave. If you can make significant improvement in the next 4 weeks, just continue moving forward.
All right, so do we have anything else?
No, I think we're good. I mean, this was just going to be a short one. This was just going to be a short podcast, and then we're going to be interviewing everybody. So we've got at least 9 interviews starting up as soon as possible. So there's going to be a lot more insight. There's going to be, 9 interviews. We have 9 people here, and we're going to have 9 different, completely different stories on how everyone got in shape. So they won't be at all similar. I know for sure they won't be. Everyone's going to have their own thing that they did.
Right. And so in the meantime, if we called your name out, definitely get in touch with John. We need your address and or your PayPal address. So just whichever way you prefer to get your money, just let us know. Either send John a direct message in the forums or just email him at john@adonaseffect.com. And we can get that handled for you. And I've got money ready to roll out, so let's do it.
So, we got to pay you.
Yeah.
All right, so until next week, I think we're good.
Yep, I think so. All right, so for John Barber, and I'm Brad Howard, and that is your special edition Venus Index podcast.